Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? How you guys and gals doing this morning? Boy, oh boy, Albuquerque. Frickin', I think it was, what, the Journal or Ledger, whatever it is. You can, misquoted me big time. But I was wrong. I have to admit I was wrong because I never seen this one coming. I actually said in quote that in my 30 years in this, I never seen a motorcycle rally canceled over an incident like this. It's not going anywhere. That was the quote. Now, this is the second time with you newspapers and you news organizations that you did this. So... I was nice, you to take the freaking video, do what you want, but no, you did that again. Anyway, boy, was I wrong. I really was. I guess they came out and said that the rally is now canceled for good. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that is the Red River motorcycle rally, and now they're thinking about doing some other type of event at on Memorial Day weekend. Lots of people are pissed, and hell, I can tell that from just the comment section over the last few days with the coverage of that. And it's like, wow, just because somebody couldn't do it the right way, all hell broke loose. People lost their lives. And now it is canceled. They said for over 28,000 bikers. That's a lot of people that are pissed off that that rally is canceled. And I know the vendors are pissed off as well. It seems like there's this wave, and I've never really saw this before, where there was a wave like this against MCs. I haven't. I'm being honest. That's why I said during that quote with her that I've never seen this. This ain't going nowhere. You know, this ain't ending. But yeah, they ended that shit right away. I guess the mayor, right before the city council meeting, came straight up and says, yep, it's done. I was like, damn, man, she didn't even have frickin' a vote or hear from the public, any of that stuff. She went like Stalin on everybody. So I'll get you the exact quote from the newspaper about this, but let's show you the video of this.
Memorial Day motorcycle rally will not return. Mayor Linda Calhoun told us in light of Saturday's deadly shooting, the city doesn't think that it's appropriate to invite motorcycle gang members to come to Red River. She says the city does not tolerate this type of behavior that puts community members and guests in danger. Moving forward, they are planning on a different Memorial Day event that will honor veterans and their families. They are in the beginning phases of planning this new event, so details are limited.
Okay, there it is. There it is. Let's get the exact quote that they have up here. And this is from KRQE News, not the one that misquoted me. Ooh, I'm salty over that one. Anyway, the full statement by Mayor Linda Calhoun. After the events that happened this past weekend, we don't think it is appropriate to encourage motorcycle gang members to come to Red River. Boy, she laid that one out. We are a family vacation destination and are not willing to tolerate this type of behavior that puts our guests and community members at risk. Going forward, we are planning an event that will honor our veterans and our families. We are just now beginning the planning process for this transition, and will be advertising the new event as details become available. Yeah, so that is done right now. And I seen another article where there was actually comment sections. That's what I was looking for right there. I'm actually trying to pull it up. And it was very interesting because, there it is, the Albuquerque Journal. I don't know if that was the one or not. But anyway, let me pull this up and go to this one. Here we go. The Albuquerque Journal, and I'm just going to go to the comments with it. Where to go? Comments. I guess none. So I look stupid there. Anyway, there's two part of this that you can take away. And by the way, this coming Monday, we're going to have Marco's going to have Black Dragon on with myself. We were the main channels that were covering it. Marco actually started it out with the live feed. We went like 2 hours or something like that to 2 o'clock in the morning. He started all the reporting on this. And then, of course, Black Dragon was on live. And then I did some stuff. I was on air with Marco. So it's basically we were covering it from start to finish. Yes, there was errors made by everybody involved, but the important thing was to correct it and make sure that people got the information. So what are the two things that come out of this incident? And hopefully none of the other major rallies are going to have any problems, because now it seems like everybody's just fed up. It's fed up. It don't, you know what? People aren't looking at it as, okay, this is what really started everything, you know, with the one guy and the pro. No, don't matter to people now. It happened. And now the rally is canceled and they're looking for somebody to blame, and that is MCs. Now, do I think they should have canceled the rally? No. They should have just said, any of the clubs that were involved, you're not welcome back. That way it didn't ruin it for everybody. On the other hand, would the clubs be able to stay away? Who knows? You know how that happens. Okay, we'll just take off the patches, blah, 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 blah. But from what I'm understanding, this is like a, you know, their biggest thing is tourism. And they don't want to lose any money and they don't want their citizens hurt. You know how it goes where, you know, you get scared people. I guess the city hall was packed and there wasn't that many bitching about it being canceled. So a lot of people suffered for this incident. I think hopefully clubs will go back, and this is just an opinion, and look at themselves and say, you know what? We can't have this anymore. We've been in international news most of the week with things keep on trickling out. Personally, I don't want to cover anything anymore after, because we're calling the Monday show the Red River rally recap. We'll recap all the information with all the guys that were reporting on it. And then we're going to be moving on to other news, because really it's over now. It ended up with the rally being canceled, which is a shame, because there were a lot of people there that were just there trying to enjoy themselves. And yes, I see it from your comments of how bad the clubs are. I see it. I get it. But at the same time, you got a lot of these people going around, well, this is a free country. We to do what we want. See, that's the thinking of somebody who's outside the scene. Motorcycle enthusiasts, if you will. That's their thinking, because they don't understand that this is a subculture with its own rules. So you're going to get that ignorant type of comments all over YouTube, all over Facebook, everywhere it's going to be, because they want to lash out at something they don't understand. And you have to remember, yeah, this was in the news a lot, But these are isolated incidences. Come on. Yeah, this was a big one. Why? Because it made international news. But this ain't something that happens every day in the same spot. This stuff is spread out all over the country. And because the internet gives you instant access to news, it gets covered. It really does. So make sure you think about that before you start going, well, this has got to stop. And you know what? It does have to stop. I agree with you there 100%. It has to stop. It has to go back into the alley, into the backyard where people don't know about it, don't see it. That way other people ain't suffering for that incident. And I'm sorry to say that's what people are doing right now. So, yeah, they're going to be bashing clubs. They're going to be calling them gangs for a long time now. So anyway, we're going to go to the second half of the show. I put the link to the YouTube channel to Motorcycle Madhouse. You know, I know it confuses a little people when I say China Doll's coming in and this one cuts, but this is just the first segment of the show. Then we go into the main segment. Then we go into members only. So the link is right there. Go ahead. We'll meet you right over there. Rock on.
Join the Insane Throttle Members Only Club on YouTube or Spotify and receive exclusive content Monday through Friday at 9:20 a.m. Central Standard Time. Your membership in the Throttle Club helps keep the show going strong.
The Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Show now streaming over on Rumble and YouTube Monday through Friday at 8:15 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Tune in Mondays live at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on YouTube for the Madhouse Monday Night Raw with Hollywood and Marco. Grab a beer or some wacky tobacco.
What you asked for. I'm on the edge and I'm not alone. Remember, this is what you asked for. All you wanted was violence. To plant your seeds and divide us. You want the worst that's inside us. We're praying the violence, the violence.
What's up? It's Friday. And I got a question for you.
What?
Why does your pussy smell?
Oh, my God. Shut up. It does not.
You got to take a bath.
You got to take
a bath. I just smell that cooter pocket over here, man.
I just smell your sweaty balls from over here.
I'm telling you.
Why is men?
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the second half of the show. I'm over here teasing China Doll right now. She didn't take a shower yesterday.
I did too. Stinky ass cooter pocket. Shut up. I did too.
I think women should take showers every day. But no, you like taking baths
like
with the bubbles.
The bubbles.
My goodness, man.
I do.
So what's it feel like? You got, what is it? 4 days till you're 50 years old, you old bag.
Toes a day. I'll be 50.
You're going to be 50. You've been, dreading that for a while now.
Not really.
Oh, bullshit. Don't lie to the audience. I don't like it.
Shut up.
What do you mean, shut up?
What?
Today, we're going to be talking about, do you keep your word in your marriage? And why that is so important that you do that. Because once you make a promise, you're supposed to keep your promise.
Are you pinky promising? I mean, what are you doing?
That is a pinky promise when you tell your significant other you agree and then don't follow through. That's bullshit. And I think that's one of the biggest things that ruin a marriage is lying. You don't do that because trust is then lost. Isn't it you that always says communication is the key?
Yes.
So if communication is the key, then why do women lie? And men?
Yeah, I was going to say, you better not single out women on this. it's everybody.
Mm-hmm. Red Dragon, how you doing? Mike's in the house, man. Hey, Mike, man, we got to talk to you later on about the producer stuff. We need Mike as a producer on freaking...
On our show?
No, Hollywood and Marco show. He's already doing it here.
Oh.
He's good at this stuff.
Yeah.
So why? We've been married 29 years. It's about when the dinosaurs were walking the earth.
Shit. You mean you were walking the earth? What?
Hey, you know what? I'm aging gracefully for 50, man. But
what?
You
know,
you look like you got an ugly stick that hit you.
Uh-oh, Jesus, here we go.
But I have to admit, you're getting a bigger butt now.
Them fighting words, dude.
Don't ignore me. You're getting a bigger butt.
I am not.
What's going on?
I do not have a big butt. I could prove it. I could get up.
You're getting like a bubbly butt.
No, I'm not.
You know what? For my 50th birthday, you know what I want for a present?
Midget stripper.
No.
Oh.
What? I want somebody like Helen Keller.
Oh my God. You're stupid.
Then I can't.
We're not going there again.
Then I can't lie to you.
We're not going there again.
Because, they'd be blind, deaf, and I can do whatever I want. You know what? That is an awesome. I think every man should want one of them. Instead of those mail order freaking Russian brides. When you go to one of the mail order things and put specifics, I want somebody who's deaf and blind.
Jesus.
And hot.
Oh, can't forget that. Steve Easy, my old lady's got big ass and I love
my
it.
Question though is what? My question though is
what?
It seems like sometimes that men and women or Adam and Steve, that kind of relationship. People ain't getting married as much anymore. They're actually staying single. But it's like a common law type of deal. Why do you think that is today? A lot of people ain't getting married or getting hitched. Are they taking my advice about leasing it?
I don't think they're taking your advice at all. No, I don't. No, I think just people don't want that piece of paper.
Is that really all it is? Marriage is a piece of paper. Is that all it is?
Or they get to the point that they're so set in their ways that they don't see a reason to get married if they've been together for a long time.
See, we have all kinds of headaches getting married. Men and women have all kinds of headaches. Ain't it a 50% divorce rate?
Probably more than that nowadays.
So why do the gay peoples, why did they fight so hard for marriage?
I don't know.
It's like, what are you, stupid? Look what we have to deal with. You don't want to jump into this.
Why are you fighting for it?
Why are you fighting for marriage? You don't want, dude, us heterosexuals have ruined it. Okay? We have ruined it. 50% divorce rate. It's probably higher nowadays. You know, you in the old days with us men, you know, women used to get all kinds of pissed off because we'd be in the bathroom jerking off to a magazine. You know, you were able to hide that shit then.
Now you can't.
Now you can't hide that. Now they walk in, they look at your computer.
I don't look at your computer.
No, computers have ruined porn. It really has.
You just got to learn how to computers clear your search are getting engine.
Computers are getting men busted now since it's came out.
Everybody's making fun.
Damn porn.
Everybody's making fun how you say people because you
what,
said
peoples.
Peoples.
That's how we say it here.
That's how you say it.
That's from our side of the tracks. Okay.
Okay, because I don't say it that way.
Because you ignorant freaking silver spoon, nasty smelling cooter pockets.
All right, sweaty balls. The hell?
Steve, I wish I had my old lady's insurance, but I ain't marrying anyone for it. Is that really what it's about?
Some people do get married. I do know a couple that actually got married because of the fact that he wanted medical insurance. Yeah, and because he had to have some major surgery on his eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
So he married his girlfriend of like 8 months. Just to get on her medical insurance.
And then he has to pay half.
And he's still with her. And I don't know why.
And that's something I don't understand here. Why women get half? They don't deserve fucking half. They sit on their asses at home.
I don't.
Oh, see? You say never, you know, stop making you the center for women.
I don't.
And then when I say.
I go work.
When. Women want to get divorced, and this is something I'd be pissed off too. If you're like a multi-millionaire and shit like that, and you get this broad, you marry her, she wants half of what you got, and she didn't do nothing for it. That's why I don't understand why people get married in California.
Sonia, we deserve it all. I like her. I like her.
And why do you deserve it all? Because, you know, women think just because they get on their knees, they bob the knob.
Because we gotta deal with you.
It ain't dealing with us. You guys put us in the grave earlier.
No, it don't. I think you cause the problems.
Whatever. So you have an article here.
Yeah.
Do you keep your word in your marriage? And by the end of it, we're going to see if you do. All you women. Now, I think women don't keep their word more than men. Because like you said, women get all emotional. And next thing you know, they lie to cover up their lies. That's the way I look at women. You don't got the gonads. You're missing them.
Our gonads are on the inside.
So you don't want to admit anything. Well, I'm scared. I think I'm going to be in trouble. Instead of admitting you're wrong.
What does that have to do with anything?
That's why you women lie like that. Or you don't want to keep your word. Because you're looking to get something out of the man. And next thing you know, the man gives it to you. And you don't keep your word.
I call bullshit.
So what do we got here? Stop acting like a 5-year-old on my station.
Why? It's fun. Being able to depend on each other is part of what makes a marriage special and successful. Dependability is one of the top qualities people look for in a spouse, and it should be. If one or
what is the top quality I'm supposed to look at in a spouse?
Dependability, someone you can depend on.
Oh, you're damn right, man. I think that's the biggest thing a marriage should have. Dependability.
And communication.
Because if you look at it, your spouse is the only one you really can depend on.
Well, and if you can't depend on each other, what kind of relationship is that going to be?
It's not going to be any. That's just like an old guy with wrinkly balls and shit that wants to pop a 20-year-old. How the hell are you going to freaking depend on her? She's a freaking airhead. Yeah. An airhead. What do they even have in common, a freaking 50-year-old going with a 20-year-old?
Not much.
How do you even have an intelligent conversation?
Maybe she's got daddy issues.
No, seriously.
I don't know how they would have a serious conversation. I mean, literally a 20-year-old and a 50-year-old. I don't know.
So how are they going to be dependable?
They're kind of not. It's more like she depends on him, but he wouldn't depend on her.
True.
I mean, personally speaking, you know, I think that's.
Well, no, she's going to look at him as a father figure instead of one that, you know, that's equal in partnership.
Mm-hmm. And then he's just going to look at her as a piece of ass.
Go ahead.
Seriously. So why is it important to keep your word? There are many reasons why following through on your promises is critical. Keeping your word helps improve accountability. Keeping promises shows that you hold yourself accountable to stick to a plan and follow through.
Go ahead. One more. I want to. One more.
Credibility. Showing up for others, doing what you say you will, and being dependable are essential for creating personal credibility.
Well, so repeat the first one.
Accountability.
Everybody in a marriage has to have accountability. Everybody. Man, even though I bust on women all the time. But man and woman have to have accountability. Mm-hmm. And that means keeping people to their word. I think that's what's missing in a lot of marriages is the accountability.
Well, the accountability for admitting when you were wrong, the accountability for basically not following through with what you say you're going to do.
And what does that do when you don't follow through with something you say you're going to do?
It shows that you're not reliable. It shows you're not dependable.
And that starts causing a lot of problems within the marriage.
Exactly.
But what if it's continuous? What is the one that said they're going to do something that, you know, they told the spouse that they're going to do and they don't do it over and over and over again? What's that do?
It makes you not trust your spouse.
And that leads to a lot of other problems.
Yes.
Because once you lose trust in a spouse, it's almost game over unless it's fixed. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a major problem with marriages?
What, that they don't have the trust?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not talking trust as far as people cheating on each other. No, trust that, hey, you know what? You said you were going to do something. You're not doing it. I think that goes beyond cheating. I really do. And Steve says his old lady calls him Pat. I call her mama all the time, but that's out of respect. That's just, and she don't even understand that.
No, I caught on to it because I actually have some other people that call me that. Out of respect.
So why is it?
Because I asked them, I'm like, why you call me that? And they said it's a respect thing.
So why does it take somebody else saying that to you?
Because I just thought you were saying it to say it.
Oh, now what?
Nah, I was wrong.
Ain't that suck when you women are wrong most of the time?
Not most of the time.
No, can you admit that women are wrong more than men?
depends on the situation.
Oh, come on. Don't give me that depends shit. Depends. Yes or no? Are women wrong more than men?
Yes.
And then why do you say it with such pride?
I'm not saying it with pride. It's kind of sad.
So is women less likely to keep their word in a marriage?
Personally, no.
No.
I think it's equal.
Oh, come on.
I do.
Come on.
I do. I think it's equal. I do.
Where do you even come up with an answer like that?
I'm being fair.
Oh, you're being fair.
Yeah.
Because you got other women that's listening.
No.
You're going to sit here and tell me that it's 50-50.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Man, you're full of shit, just like your cooter pocket smells.
Oh, my God. Shut up. You're so rude.
Now, let's talk about the second one.
Credibility.
Mike says his is absolutely nuts. That's because you married a Latina, man.
You don't piss off the Latinas.
Fuck no. They'll come at you with frying pans and knives and shit like that.
You're going to see her standing over you when you wake up in the morning.
Especially if you're a white boy married to a Latina, man. They start swearing at you in Spanish, talking a million miles an hour. You're like, what the fuck just happened here?
Yeah.
Seriously, they get crazy, man. Poor Mikey. He's going to lose another leg. She's going to Lorraine Bobbitt his other leg on his ass. Cut that shit off. Beat him with it. That's how bad Latinos is. You don't fuck with them. Don't do it.
That's a big no-no.
No, it's a bad no-no. Fuck no, man. Let's see here. Steve, Irish and Italian chicks are insane as well. You know, I can say a little bit, but nothing beats a Latina, man, in that category. They do. They talk a million miles an hour, and you're trying to get past the first word. It's like, you're fucking crazy, man. What do? Give you psycho freaking pills at birth?
Wow.
Yes.
But yet, you'd rather be married to a Latina.
Hell yeah, man, because they know how to treat their men.
Unless you piss them off.
Unless you piss them off, but they keep your ass in check. They give you good sex. They cook for you. They take care of the house for you. They are very in tune what a marriage is supposed to be about. Where you got a lot of other women that believe in this feminist bullshit. That's what's led this country to crap. Is where women, they don't know how to take care of their men anymore. Now, if you know, I think that, and like Mike says, the house is extremely impeccable. They keep that shit clean. Now, if you do a study, you will see what I'm saying is true. They have a lesser divorce rate. You read that one. I'm going to look this up. Hey, Mike, can you look that up for me, buddy? The divorce rate among Latinos and white or Caucasians, white, whatever you want to call it, and the other races. I got to see this. I got to prove my point. Because she's looking at me all crazy and shit like this. But she don't like statistics. She don't like when Hollywood's right. Got to know this. Go ahead.
So the other two reasons for following through on your promises is respect and trust.
Oh, those are big ones.
Respect meaning keeping your word not only shows you respect the other people, but you have respect for your improved respect for yourself.
What's that mean to you?
Well, it's like. I always say that you got to respect yourself first before you can respect.
Don't
other
take
people.
Her side, Rich. Don't do that.
You got to.
You're in the blow and go club. You know what? I can always tell when the men in the audience, their woman's right next to them.
No, Rich is probably at work.
Yeah, but
which means he's in a truck.
He's she's probably saying
she's not in the chat. And if she is, she ain't talking yet.
Go ahead and go ahead and agree with Hollywood. I got the knives out at home. That's what's happening here.
I haven't seen
their women are telling the men, don't you listen to that motherfucker.
She's probably listening. She just ain't coming. Well, first thing you got to do is you got to respect yourself before you can respect someone else.
A lot of people don't respect themselves. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand that.
Sometimes it's a learning experience.
Why is it a learning experience just to trust yourself?
Because I think a lot of times it has to do with, you know, previous issues, like previous relationships or lack of respect for yourself.
We got Julie in here. My old man is a full-time job. All the men are the women are coming out with the claws now, man. They're coming out with the angry minnins.
But you got to learn to respect yourself first and then worry about respecting someone else.
But that's what maybe I'm confused here. I get confused easy. I'm Hollywood. It's a Hollywoodism. Why don't people respect themselves?
Because sometimes it's a difficult task.
A
lot of people respect other people way before they respect themselves because they're worried about other people and not themselves, where other people need to realize you got to put yourself first.
Yeah, Wood's going to get lynched this morning on the madhouse. All the women coming here saying, you fucking prick. Go ahead. Julie, he's amazing, but it's a lot of hard work to keep up with him. I think men are hard to keep up with. I have to agree with that. I'm a prick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a handful.
More than.
So I can see where she's coming from. Now, I emphasize I'm probably 20 times as worse as any regular man out there.
You think?
And, you know, that's why China Doll has the wrinkles she does. Why she's looking old is because of me.
It's all about the simple stuff, Hollywood. All about the simple stuff.
Okay, what's the simple stuff?
Put your laundry in your laundry basket instead of the floor in the bathroom.
Well, that's what men do.
Put the seat down.
Oh, my God. That's been the debate since freaking toilets were invented.
Stop tinkling on the floor in front of the toilet.
Well, then get me some Cheerios or something.
I'm going to have to because I don't know how you miss.
So the simple stuff is what pisses women off.
It is. It's the simple stuff that really pisses off women. I'm not even kidding.
We got J-Dog in the house. Go ahead.
It literally is the simple stuff. Like, okay. Mr. Hollywood, you have a garbage can right outside your door. Why is everything always on the floor?
Because I'm not a freaking, I'm not good at that NBA shit.
I don't care. Then pull the garbage can closer. I'm tired of sweeping your cigarette butts all off the floor out there.
It ain't my fault. The cat gets into it.
No, you lie. The cat does not get in the garbage can. The cat has never touched any garbage can.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It is.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Danny has a perfect point for all you women that are bitching about the toilet seat.
Oh, Lord.
Do you women put it up after you're done?
Why would I put the toilet seat up? No.
Because the guy wants to go in there and take a whiz.
No, actually, I
close. And at nighttime, it sucks.
Actually, I close the lid on the toilet so our cat doesn't fall in.
And that sucks. I go in there. I'm all high. I'm all fucked up. Next thing you know, I'm pissing on the toilet.
You're pissing on the seat?
Yes.
On the lid? Because I close it completely.
And you know it's possible for Hollywood is not lying about that. Because the last time I got screwed up and in your bath, I thought, I was kind of backwards. And I thought I was going into the freaking toilet and I was pissing on you.
Yeah.
You can't do that to men. When we're screwed up, we have to have the same shit that we're used to. You can't sit there and put the toilet seat down. Then we're pissing on the toilet seat.
Our own son puts the seat down.
I got to talk to him.
Because
I got to talk to him.
Why would we put it down? So I don't fall in at 2 a.m. That's why.
See, Steve, that's the problem in Illinois. We get some bang ass weed at these dispensaries, and it's no longer like China Dow says, puff, puff, pass.
No, it is puff, puff, pass out.
Exactly. I used to be able to get on the level of Buddha. When I get high, I go up and talk to Buddha and shit. Now I go past God, and he's like, what the fuck is going on here? They make the weed too strong here.
Bees of the biker. I piss off the front porch. Hollywood pisses out the back door. I mean, he does.
What the fuck? You people are weird, man. Weird. Now we're going off the rails. Go back to your shit. All I want's a good, like, 7-8% freaking THC level. No, they want to go to 100%, these fucking goop bags. I ain't fucking Cheech and Chong.
Maybe you should be.
Fuck. Go ahead.
So, trust, which we've already pretty much touched base on.
Mm-hmm.
It's essential.
Well, duh.
Duh.
Because once you lose trust, you're fucked.
So let's find out why people don't keep their word.
That's because they're freaking non-Latinos.
They have difficulty depending on others.
What do you mean by that? Seriously, what? How is it that women can go and say, well, I have a lack of trust in others when you're the motherfuckers lying? Seriously, see, you don't have no response to that. How the hell do they have a lack of trust in their partner when it's them they're lying?
A lot of people have a lack of trust in people because of the fact of all the lies they were told by others, which makes you not want to trust people.
And I think that is a cop-out. That is a cop-out. Because what does that person have to do with your past?
And it wouldn't be just a specific person. It would be multiple people. Like, everybody that they've known has pretty much lied to them all their lives.
Well, isn't that their problem, that they were not smart enough to see the problem at hand? So why blame somebody else? It's called live and learn. You shouldn't bring that to another relationship and fuck it all up because of somebody else.
Well, that's why I say a lot of times it takes people a while to build trust up in a relationship because of people's past.
Okay, so say that you're in a relationship. Okay, I can see that at the beginning for a couple months or maybe even a couple years. But by time, the 5 or 10 year mark comes along and he never lied to you, don't you think it's time to get over it?
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that it's like something that's going to happen overnight. Definitely not building up trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take time. And basically, there is a point in time when you're like, OK, I can trust this person.
You know what? That's exactly why I tell people, because everybody, when they get in a new relationship, it's like the honeymoon period for 2 years. Maybe less, maybe a year. How long do you think the honeymoon period lasts?
Everybody's different.
Where, oh, I love you. And they're all up each other's ass.
Usually a year.
Usually a year. So I say wait at least 3 or 4 years before you get married.
We waited 7.
We waited 7 because Hollywood's smart. Hollywood was smart. 7 years. And I got one of the best ride-at eyes around. But a lot of people, they want to jump into marriage after freaking 30 days, 60 days.
6 months.
It's like, dude, you're in the honeymoon period. She's going to fucking rack you when you're freaking, like I always said, women, they look the most bomb-ass shit the first freaking year. After that, they turn into something you're like, damn, man, what the hell happened here? Somebody hit him with an ugly stick. So don't you think it's dangerous for people to get married right away?
I never recommend for people to get married right away. You got to take your time with that.
Even people get engaged right away. It's like, dude.
You better be talking about yourself.
No, I'm talking about these young ass kids who are like, remember in high school? Oh, I got, what is that called? The promise ring?
Yeah.
I never understood that, but yeah. It's like, you know, you're not even old enough to know what it means. But I do have to admit, some of them marriages last a long fucking time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's people I went to high school with that have been together from like middle school, high school, and they're still together now.
Which is an awesome thing.
Which is, yeah. It was one of those things where like, yeah, they'll be together forever. And they still are.
So trust is a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you marry a Latina, you better damn believe you better be trustworthy. I'm just saying, man. Just saying, they'll cut your throat at nighttime.
Another reason why people don't.
I always told China Doll, if it wasn't for her, I'd marry Latina. She'd have kept me in check.
Bye. Another reason why people don't keep their word is because they have an inability to say no.
Repeat that.
They have the inability to say no.
Why would somebody have the inability to say no?
Because they're people pleasers and worried about how others view them. So instead of explaining honestly why they can't do something, they say yes and don't follow through.
That's stupid.
What?
You think that's an excuse not to keep your word?
I say a lot of times people just tell people yes just to get them to shut up.
And that makes it worse.
I know, but I'm just saying that a lot of people do it.
See, that's like, see, I don't understand why people are always afraid of what other people have to say. Maybe because I'm not on that level of caring what anybody else has to say. Because it makes me miserable then. I don't like being miserable. I like being happy. I always say I like giving stress. I don't like taking it. So why would that, something like that come up?
Because a lot of people out there, I mean, I've seen people who agree to stuff just to get their significant other to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen couples do it out at the bar. Like the couple will be having a conversation and they'll agree to do something. But whether or not they follow through, they just wanted, you know, the spouse to shut up while they were at the bar.
And at that point, then what's going on is you're really screwing up.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of making it worse.
That's insanity right
there. You know, don't agree to something unless you mean it, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
So with a woman, when they say they're going to do something and continually lie about it and don't do it, because that's what I take it as, is a lie. Who's in the wrong then?
The woman.
And what do they do to change that?
Follow through.
Is it so hard to follow through on something that you,
I think it always,
that women say they should do?
I think it depends on what they're trying to do.
Okay, well, give me an example. Why would it even matter?
I don't know.
They said they're going to do it, why does it matter when they don't?
Could maybe because they're super busy and didn't have time. I don't know.
That's an excuse that everybody,
you know,
uses.
You always say everything's a freaking excuse.
That's an excuse.
Maybe because they're tired. Maybe because they're super busy. Maybe they're pulling overtime. Maybe they just want to go to bed. I don't know. Maybe they just want
to. Then they shouldn't agree to it. Yes. Yeah, silence. In my generation, there is 75% chance the woman will ghost you on the... What the hell is ghost mean?
Ignore you.
That's what it means?
Ghosting means stop talking to you.
Why is it they come up with... Why can't they just say, well, they're not going to talk to you? No, they say ghost.
They're going to ghost you, which means you try to reach out to them and they don't respond back.
Okay, so then why worry about them?
If you're getting ghosted, they ain't worth your time.
No, I don't believe they are.
Stop reaching out.
And I think that's a problem with men right there, is they're always trying to chase the woman. If you're smart enough and you know how to do it, they'll chase you, men. They really will. But I do know as men, we got that animal instinct where we want to pop everything we can, and we just have no discipline at that point. I get it. I do. Your pecker takes over. It's like leads you into a direction. What else you got?
Another reason?
Yeah, another reason.
Control issues.
Talking to Mike.
Control issues.
Control issues. Others what does
have,
this mean?
Others have issues feeling controlled. Do something that someone else has asked them to
do. What do you think about Woody? What's being chased don't want to get caught. My God, is that a good one? That is a good freaking quote right there.
Yeah, okay.
You don't believe so?
No.
Why not?
Because if a woman or a man is being chased and they don't want to get caught, just man or woman up and just tell the other person
I like
to back
that one.
The fuck off.
Woman up. I like that one. She came up with a Hollywoodism. Way to go, China. Hollywoodism is going strong today.
If they're not worth letting you catch them, then they're not worth your time. Then you need to just tell them straight up. It's not going to happen.
Now, one thing I have to say when it comes to this stuff, men will give up easy.
Women don't.
Women will not.
Women don't.
Women are crazy psycho people. Okay. Most of them have the attitude, and you know, you young ones probably don't know this movie, but it was Fatal Attraction. That bitch was psycho, cutting bunnies' heads off.
It becomes stalkerish. I don't know.
What does it? They're like a light switch flip in your head.
I don't know. I've never gone that far.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about women.
I don't really know any women that have gone that far.
But they go psycho. All they want to do is talk, or they chase after them. Even after their girly friends tell them, you know what, he's not worth it.
Or he's not interested. Get the hint. Take a clue.
But you women just take it, 10 miles away, man.
Some.
It's incredible.
Some go overly cray-cray.
Women love to feel like they are the prize, so of course they love to chase. By the way, on the BCAM podcast this Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here in everybody else's channel, what do we got coming up? I think it's going to be a fight to the finish.
It's all about the difference of the generations.
We got Generation X on there, we got a millennial on there, and we got a Generation Z on there. Oh boy, is that one going to be fun right there.
I have some fun.
That one's going to kick ass if you ask me. China Doll's going to try to hold the panel together.
Yeah, I'm going to be the glue while the three of them argue. I just might sit back and just let it loose.
You know what I would like to do?
What?
Is have the baby of the panel, as you call him.
Yeah.
Mike.
Little Mikey.
Maybe find, you know, don't tell him what's going on. Just tell him he needs to have somebody join him on a show that's his age. His age. That way we can see the difference in Mike's thinking, because he thinks like an adult.
Yeah.
Where
that would actually be funny.
It would, wouldn't it? And you'll see the difference in conversation. That's just like that schmuck that we've been covering in that Albuquerque stuff. You went on that podcast.
Yeah.
Did you see them other people's?
The two that were.
It's like you're whacked out on some shit, man.
Dude, did you not see in the center of that interview that dude was putting a bong down in the center of the table?
Yeah, but look at his hair. That's just like walking into Walmart that one time and there's blue hair. I would. That would be an awesome thing. It would be fun.
Mikey, you got to find somebody your age to be in a fifth box.
just tell them to be prepared for Hollywood.
It'd be entertaining.
But go ahead. Go ahead with your name. I can't wait. It's going to be a fun show.
Okay. So what happens when you don't keep your word?
Then everything goes out the door.
Everything goes to shit. Now, how do you keep your word? Well, be honest.
True.
Be considerate.
You know what? I don't think a lot of people in a marriage knows what being considerate is. And that's where I fall. I fail here. I fail. See, I admit my faults. It's hard to deal with me. It really is. It's really hard to deal with me and my personality.
Well, they specifically state when you be considerate to think about how it feels when someone doesn't come through for you or keep your promise. Think about how every time that person does this, your disappointment and trust in them deteriorate.
Basically, put
yourself in your spouse's shoes.
You know what? That's a very good thing that you should do. Very good thing. And a lot of people don't do that. Jason, ghosting is also disappearing, blocking you so they cannot see your screen name. It means disappearing altogether. Okay, that's ghosting or whatever it is.
Basically, you block a person. From
I don't know. I'm not.
You block
on
a
all
person from all your social media.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
So they can't stalk you.
I don't know. It is what it is. Maybe I'm getting ghosted a lot. Who knows? So what do you think is the overall point of this topic? Do you keep your word in your marriage?
Well, you got to have respect for one another. You got to be honest with each other and keep the communication open and expect sometimes people make mistakes.
Exactly. We're going to go to the news with China Dow. This should be a good one. Don't you got some strange ass shit coming up?
I don't know. Maybe.
We'll be right back.
Hell is an in-depth look at the trials and tribulations of street gang and motorcycle club life. This isn't the run-of-the-mill book that doesn't give the goods. This book will go into detail of events that actually happened. All materials in this book have been approved by those involved. There is nothing poetic, nor is there any price worth paying for the life we choose to live on the streets. James Hollywood Machikari, Brotherhood and Betrayal.
Oh yeah, you can get a copy of Brotherhood and Betrayal on, what is that, ebook, freaking soft, or... soft paperback, whatever it is, paperback.
Amazon.
Yeah, and hard copy right
and
there.
I think we still have some here.
Yeah, I can get you a signed copy if you want one of them. Go ahead. What do we got going in the news today?
So an Oklahoma resident and mother are suing their local school district after her 15-year-old daughter was allegedly severely beaten by a 17-year-old transgender student in the girls' bathroom.
Oh, my fucking God. I'm going to love this one, probably.
The parent is seeking $75,000 in damages for severe physical, mental injuries, severe physical and mental pain and suffering, and severe emotional distress. So what happened is...
Oh, my God.
Is the student, we're going to call because they're,
do
they're,
you think
they're
they have,
minors.
Do
so
you
they,
think that they have a right? Have a right? To beat up on a woman?
No. Especially a 15-year-old?
Just because they're trans and they lost... you know, do you think it's a mental health debacle here?
They say it is.
No, but what do you say? Do you think it's a mental health issue when you're a man thinking you're a woman?
Yes.
Thank God, explain.
I do think it is because you're confused. You don't know. I mean,
now to somebody like Hollywood, I look down, I see a pecker, and it's real easy for me.
Well, because a lot of people say, and I've heard people say it, they're born in the wrong body, or which I don't understand. Me personally, I don't get it because, you know, God created you as you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you should appreciate who you are, but I guess other people don't think
that. And if you don't agree with them, you're a bigot.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, that's what they say in the news and the loony leftists. If you don't believe in them, you're a bigot. But here you got men going into a woman's bathroom, which I despise. And wow. Now a girl gets beat up.
Well, wait until you hear how bad it was. The students, since they're considered minors, they labeled them student V, which is the 15-year-old, and student A, which is the transgender. So student V went into the washroom and was in there speaking to a bunch of her friends, and student A, which is the transgender, approached her with a question. After telling student A that she did not want to speak with her and why, the transgender student became extremely angry and asked if she wanted to fight.
Oh my God.
Right before hitting her in the face. So the transgender decided to just not even let the girl respond and started punching her in the face, kicking her, pulling on her hair. And because of the strength of the student, the other young lady was not able to fight back. And even one of her friends tried to help, and the transgender punched her in the face twice as well.
They should be, that thing should be arrested.
So the police observed the victims and said they had injuries to the 15-year-old girl had injuries to her eye, her face, her head with a possible concussion.
Anything happened to it?
No.
Nothing.
Mm-mm. No.
You know, that's freaking sick.
And then the people at the school are mad because at that school, this specific school, they do not ask for like birth certificates mm-hmm. when they register the kids for school. So they have no proof of what the birth certificate stating, you know, what gender the student is. So, yeah. So nothing did end up happening and the school refused to comment.
Oh, of course they refused to comment.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Cocksuckers.
So that is why the parent decided to take it in her own hands and they're suing.
You know what? I wish she had a brother the same age. I'd had the brother go whoop the shit out of it.
Yeah, they're suing the school and the other student, the transgender student. Why she only decided to go for $75,000, I don't know, but I think it's depressing.
Do you believe, see, in the old days, see, I grew up with brothers, mm-hmm. okay?
Your brothers
I
always
back you. I three brothers. And if anything happened, they'd be in on that shit. Do you think in a situation like this, if she had a brother, he should go out there and whoop that ass?
Yeah.
But you know what's funny about that? It'd be considered a hate crime.
I was just going to say, but you know, the sad part is if the brother went and whooped the transgender's ass, the brother would probably go to jail.
Why, this thing didn't.
Yeah, nothing happened.
And like Steve says, I don't care how you live your life. Just don't push that bullshit on me. There's rights and wrongs. You don't put a man in a bathroom with a woman. Mm-mm. You just don't do that.
Mm-mm. Not in high school. Not at any time, but high school especially.
It's That's ridiculous. Just like you. Mm. You know, it's kind of like that bachelor party thing. I made it a funny and stuff like that. You know, dude was screwing something and thought it was a woman. Next thing you know, he sees him standing up and peeing. You imagine that going into a woman's bathroom with a young little girl? I'd go apeshit.
It would not be very comfortable.
Mm-mm. So why doesn't your comfort as a woman matter over their rights? Or perceived rights?
Because it's more about them than it is about the rest of the people. They want their rights. They want their rights. They don't give a crap what our rights are. It's like we have none because they want them all.
And it's sadly to say, women politicians back this shit in the left. Minors should not have to go through that, and I agree. No minor should. I know damn well my granddaughters better not. Because Hollywoodism gets stupid at that point.
And you're seeing it more and more nowadays, too, with the high school. I mean, I've been reading tons of articles about girls that are getting beat out by transgenders in high school sports. And I don't think that should be allowed.
Well, you played soccer in high school.
Yes.
Would you want to play against a male?
No.
And why is that?
Because they're stronger. And how is that fair? And they'd be more rough when it's supposed to be a fun game and it end up being violent, probably.
And then the woman would get hurt.
Yeah.
So.
And one of them, I know for a fact, one of them was a cross-country race.
Uh-huh.
And the one girl was said to be the winner because she won. She usually wins all the races. She was like the top runner. Well, she lost against a transgender.
Oh, I'd be pissed if I was a parent. Oh, I'd be pissed.
And I don't find that fair because sometimes men are a lot faster than women. And that just and it was all women that were racing. There were no men. It was right. It was a girls cross country
meet.
So that's unfair.
Go to the next one. Hollywoodism can get going on this.
Hollywoodism is going to get going on this one, too.
Go figure.
Why
do you got to bait me on a Friday?
San Clemente, California. Officials in California say they have apprehended the minors, who they described as the main suspects connected to an attack on Marines over Memorial Day weekend. The assault happened before 10 p.m. Friday.
Oh, yeah, when all the teens freaking...
Yeah, near Camp Pendleton.
And you know what's even worse? Is if the Marines would have fought back, they would have been in the brig.
Yeah.
Because they were teens.
None of them
did. Now, I don't care how many teens are jumping you, I'd be beating the shit out of them. I don't care how old they are. You have a whole group of teens, bam, you know, wolf packing your ass. It's time to go to town.
Well, the three Marines asked a large group of youngsters to stop shooting off fireworks, and one of the Marines said they were stomped on and beaten by the group. They had 9 individuals charged with the crimes related to the attack on the Marines. All 9 are juveniles. And the authorities said 4 boys and 1 girl were charged with felony assault with a deadly weapon and were taken into custody and presently at juvenile hall. The other 4 were charged with misdemeanor assault and battery, and their ages are not specified.
And what do you think of what Steve just said here? Let's keep it 100. It's women's fault for not standing up to this crap. They were all for it until they started getting whooped.
Well, I think as far as in high schools, the students don't have a choice.
Very well said.
Students don't have a choice. It's on the school board and the school itself. It's not on choice of the students. I don't think the students should have to not do their race or their, you know, their event or play their sport because of a transgender. They should not have to stand down from their event and, consider it a loss.
Mm-hmm.
I think the school board and the school itself needs to be held responsible and just not allow it to happen.
True. True. Very true.
Because
you know what? These are sad days we're living in.
They're kids. What choice do they have when they're in school?
These are extremely sad days that we're living in. Don't you agree?
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Tell the girls you might as well not use the bathroom at school because who knows if the transgender is going to be in there. I'm sorry, but women got to pee. They should not have to not be able to use the bathroom in order to make sure that everybody's not running into the transgender in the bathroom.
Give me another news story. Unbelievable. It really is. It's sick.
California border officials seized more than $38 million worth of meth tucked inside a shipment of kale.
This border is out of control.
Mm-hmm. So Wednesday, they detained a driver, 34, for an alleged narcotic smuggling attempt after they extracted 268 packages with vegetable shipment. The narcotics weighed 5,788.41 pounds.
I just don't understand why the hell we don't send a cruise missile into some of these cartels' leaders' bedrooms. I just don't understand. The Mexican army ain't doing shit about it. Send in our people, it'd be over. You know what? People are dying over that bullshit. Anyway, we're going to go to the members only section of the show in about 10 minutes. If you're not a member, you can join over on YouTube, Spotify, and Locals. You can go over there and get into the conversation and all that good stuff. Everybody else, ride. Have a good weekend. Be careful out there. We'll see you Monday. Rock on, baby.
Join the Insane Throttle Members Only Club on YouTube or Spotify and receive exclusive content Monday through Friday at 9:20 a.m. Central Standard Time. Your membership in the Throttle Club helps keep the show going strong.
Join our Motorcycle Madhouse Locals community and get weekly articles by Hollywood and get involved in the conversation. Punch in motorcyclemadhouse.locals.com and become a part of the community now. Introducing the all-new service from Insane Throttle, Motorcycle Madhouse Radio. 24-7 and nothing but the best in 80s till today. Rock and metal, baby. And here's an added bonus. You can now listen to Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Show with Hollywood and China Now live on the air. Go to MotorcycleMadhouse.com and bookmark the radio station and get down with the King of Biker Radio.
I say goodbye, vamoose, adios, ciao, so long, get your hat jack.
Number one internet biker radio show is now available on Spotify and all major platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and more. Don't forget to become a subscriber on any one of these platforms so you can be notified right away when our weekly episode is uploaded so you never miss an episode.